Come out of the jungle. Come out of the desert. Come out of the wilderness. Come into this clearing. Come into this oasis. Come into this sanctuary of light. Come as you are. Bring what you have. See what you find. Wait for what happens. Come as you are. Good morning. Welcome to First Congregational Church of Natick. I'm Reverend Cindy Worthington Berry, and no matter who you are or where you are on the journey, you are welcome here. Whether you are with us online or on site, live or later, we are so glad to be connected. For more information about life at FCC Natick, please visit our website, where you can sign up for the link, our weekly email newsletter. And if you are with us for the first time today, welcome. We are an open and affirming congregation, fully welcoming people of all sexual orientations, gender identities, and gender expressions. Children of all ages are welcome in this community in whatever way is meaningful for you. We have lovingly staffed nursery care. Good morning to folks in the nursery. We have the playground down front and Sunday school after the word for all ages. As this is the first Sunday of the month, we are celebrating communion this morning. Folks at home, I invite you to get a little bit of food and drink to participate in that. In person, we are having gluten-free bread along with grape juice and wine. You will be invited to come forward to receive those elements or raise your hand to be served in your seat. This ritual of remembrance is open to all in whatever way is meaningful and comfortable for you. We also have in the pews envelopes for the communion fund, donations to help our neighbors who are experiencing financial crises. You can also give online or send contributions to the church office. Just indicate communion fund in the memo line. Yesterday was the yard sale at FCC Natick. Kirsten's gonna come home. Well, she's coming home to FCC Natick. Oh, and Gail's coming up too. And as they make their way up, just note, when the slides move forward, we've got Pub Theology this Wednesday in the chat room. But now about yard sale yesterday.
Thank you to everyone who brought the sunny weather we had for our yard sale yesterday. Thank you to everyone who brought donations, who got their neighbors involved, who advertised the yard sale, who helped with the pricing, who gave us great tips, who brought items up from the basement, then more items, and more.
And then took them back down and brought them back up.
And took them back down and brought them back up. Forgot about that one. Who cleaned items and put quilt racks and bookshelves together, who organized all of the jewelry, who set up the yard sales in front of the church, who moved the Adirondack chairs so they wouldn't be sold, and then put them back afterwards, who moved hundreds of items outside, who moved those two really heavy tables, who organized puzzles and games, household wares, children's and baby items, tools, sporting equipment, furniture, then reorganized it as things sold, who entertained the kiddos, who cashiered in the sun and in the shade, who came to shop, who carried books to the library, who brought their trucks and hauled stuff to Savers, who shares an orange water bottle with me, who contributed to the successful fundraiser that brought in how much, Gail?
Well, when we added up all the cash and the Venmo and the PayPal, and then people keep coming to me saying, somebody handed me some money for this, so adding in all the last minute cash, we did clear $4,000. I think it's $4,067, and these are our water bottles from last year. So, thank you.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and our worship this morning will center on that. We talk about mental health a lot at FCC Natick, so this isn't particularly unusual. I still want to recognize that this can hit close to home for lots of people. So please do what you need to do to take care of yourself during this service. And please remember that Massachusetts now has a behavioral helpline, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, at 833-773-2445.
There are cards with that info on it right by the door. As we prepare to light the Christ candle this morning, I invite you to settle your mind, body, and spirit, deepening your breath, relaxing your shoulders, even letting your face smile. Once there was someone who said such amazing things and did such wonderful things that people began to follow him. But they didn't know who he was, so they simply had to ask him. And once he answered, "I am the light. The light that once was in one place at one time is now in all places and at all times. Today, the light sets before us a feast of love and abundance with room enough for all. Let us welcome the light."
Good morning. I'm Carolyn. My pronouns are she, her. Please join me in the call to worship in your bulletin and on the screen. God calls us to love our neighbors as ourselves, the one who is weak and the one who is strong, the one who is happy and the one who is sad, the one who couldn't manage to get dressed this morning, the one who got here but is crumbling inside, the one whom we understand and the one we don't, the one who is embraced and the one who is shunned, the one who is like us and the one who is different. Come, let us worship together. We come embraced by God's love. Amen. Please rise for our opening hymn, number 314, in your hymnal and on the screen. Our centering prayer this morning is adapted from words by Reverend Rachel Keefe. We begin with a bit of quiet. Just breathe. In and out. There's nothing else to do right now. Just breathe. Let us pray.
God of the table, where all are welcome, awaken us and open our lives to your presence. We long to step fully into new life and to recognize you in all whom we meet. As we come into your presence, remove us from all that separates us from our neighbors. Show us how to be your people, a people of radical hospitality, a people welcoming all human differences, knowing that in you we were all made perfect. We come before you ready to leave behind isolation and emptiness, willing to have our eyes opened to seeing you in the faces around us. Meet us here as we worship with you, that we may experience the transforming power of your love. Amen. It doesn't matter if you're good at math or if you can't do a three-point turn. It doesn't matter if you take medicine to adjust your mood, your blood pressure, or your vitamin D level. It doesn't matter if you can't boil water or if you're a genius at languages. None of it matters. None of it. God's peace is for all of us, just as we are. So let's proclaim it to each other on site and online, and then join together in our song of celebration, which is new for the month of May. God's peace be with you. So with you. Down. It's okay. Okay. Our scripture, our scripture reading this morning is a psalm of lament, Psalm number 6. We will hear the psalm's contemporary interpretation by Nan C. Merrill. Oh, my beloved, though I have turned from you, continue to enfold me with your love. Be gracious to me, heart of my heart, for I am sad and weary. Surround me with your healing light that my body, soul, and mind might heal. How long must I wait, O love? I open the door of my heart to you, my beloved. Enter in and fill me with your steadfast love. I shall remember you all my days. I shall sing praises to you throughout the nights. I am tired of so many fears. I cry myself to sleep at night. Grief and feelings of guilt cloud my eyes with tears. All my doubts, my fears are creating walls so that I know not love. Depart from me, you enemies of wholeness, for the beloved is aware of my cry. Love has heard my prayer and hastens to answer my call. Though my fears are running for cover, yet they shall be transformed by love. All that was in darkness shall come into the light. These are our sacred songs, and may we sing them with our hearts.
Children of all ages are invited to lean in for a word for all ages. I found the most beautiful ring at the yard sale yesterday. It is so pretty, and it fits me perfectly, the exact finger that I wanted it on. There is just one problem. It is broken. The label said it is a mood ring, but I cannot find the settings. I want to put it on happy. It seems to be stuck on tired. Okay, if you've ever had a mood ring of your own, you know it doesn't change your mood. It just changes color to supposedly tell you your mood, but really it just changes color when your hand is sweaty. It would be so helpful if we could put on a piece of jewelry and magically feel better, wouldn't it? Thankfully, there are some things we can do to help us when we're having feelings that are really big or painful. One thing we can do is get our body moving. It's great if we can walk outside, but it can help even just to stretch a little. Even that helps. Another thing we can do is listen to something positive. Maybe that's music that we love or a really interesting book. Definitely not the news, though. Never the news. The news never helps. For lots of people, it helps to talk to somebody, especially somebody who cares and is a good listener and won't try to give too much advice. And if there isn't somebody to talk to, you can draw or write. It's kind of like talking to yourself. One of the things that can help the most is to actually do something for somebody else. You can pick flowers for someone in your family or make a card for somebody who isn't feeling well. And of course, you got to breathe. Breathing deeply helps calm your mind, your body, and your spirit. You might notice that we do all five of those things every Sunday at church. We move our bodies when we sing hymns. We're listening to readings and stories that are positive. We're telling each other our joys and concerns and feeling heard, and nobody's giving advice. We're helping each other, other people, through the offering, and we start out every week with taking a big, deep breath. Now, coming to church isn't any more magical than this ring is, but we can help each other feel better, no matter what jewelry we're wearing. As our kids get ready to head off to Sunday school, let's send them with a blessing. Living God, be with these beautiful children and all the children of the world, that they might know health and hope and wholeness. Amen. Amen. Listening to Elaine's music always makes me feel better. Are you actually related to Henry Purcell? Your husband's family is descendant from Purcell's? Wow, very cool. There were several interesting lessons I took home from the yard sale yesterday. Nobody needs a wine aerator. If you give one as a gift, it will end up unopened in a yard sale and then donated to Savers. Even Savers has no room for more Christmas decorations. People will stun you with their willingness to pay $3 for a dirty cooler. Trash turns into treasure in people's eyes when Gale announces it's all free. At the end of the day, I was packing up the leftovers in housewares to bring them to Savers. So many candles and mugs and figurines. I was thinking how each of them had a story. Who made it? Who bought it? Was it once a feature in someone's home? Was it divided up in a divorce, packed up after somebody died? Did someone wrestle with giving it away, or were they glad to be rid of it? And if you're going to start wondering about the items for sale at the yard sale, it doesn't take long to start wondering about the people making purchases. The boys at the jewelry table, who were clearly not biologically related, but negotiating which necklace to buy for their mom for Mother's Day. The woman sorting through the kids' tables with a sort of desperation, as if this was the last chance she had to find what she was looking for. The couple who seemed to be selecting furniture for their first home together, arguing quietly about their options. The whole day felt to me like a reminder of how little we often actually know about the humans around us, how oblivious we can be to their inner lives, their challenges, their pain, their joys, for that matter. Not just strangers at a yard sale either, but those of us gathered right here on site and online. I wonder if the author of this morning's psalm had told those around them what they were going through. Traditionally, this psalm was written by David, the leader of Israel. We don't really know, but let's just assume the author's name was David. As Carolyn said, it's a psalm of lament. A poem expressing deep grief and sorrow. Those feelings came through in Nancy Merrill's interpretation. She wrote, "I am tired of so many fears. I cry myself to sleep at night. Grief and feelings of guilt cloud my eyes with tears. All my doubts, my fears are creating walls so that I know not love." David was afraid and in pain, having trouble sleeping, full of guilt, feeling like there was a wall between him and love. I don't know what that David was dealing with. Did someone close to him die? Were things stressful at work? Was he living with depression, in pain, even when everything in his life was technically fine? Either way, he left us these powerful words of lament, this honesty that can help us name our own pain. He told us in the psalm exactly how he was feeling. But did he tell those around him then who could give him care and support? In order to address the mental health crisis in our country, we need to find ways to tell each other what we're living with. Safe and appropriate ways, of course. And yet there is still so much shame and silence around mental health. So I wrote a lament for the ways in which we struggle as a society to recognize the mental health challenges so many of us live with at one time or another. And I used things I found at the yard sale for inspiration. Gail has just told me there's no return policy. That tells us a lot about Gail's plans for no yard sale next year. But I know how to get to Savers. Here's the lament. O God of love, we are basket cases. Thinking we have to be cookie cutter people, each the same as the next. Our mistakes haunt us, never erased from our mind. We struggle to throw away stigma, hanging on to judgment and bias. We hesitate to call on you and each other, not wanting to be needy or a bother. So help us, living God, to reframe our ideas of being human until we know ourselves and each other as beloved. Give us the courage to share our stories with those who will hold them as sacred and help us make sense of them. Show us our truest selves, not in a mirror dimly, but as beautiful images of you. Amen.
It's the tradition of this church to celebrate communion on the first Sunday of every month. And so folks at home, I invite you, if you haven't already done so, to find yourself a bit of food and drink. Here in the sanctuary, we're having gluten-free bread and wine or grape juice. You folks in person, you'll be invited to come forward to receive cup and bread, taking back to your seat that we might all eat and drink together. You can also raise your hand and be served in your seat. As a faith community, we know the power of connecting our hearts with God's presence. So during this time, we share our joys and concerns in prayer. All are welcome to email prayers to prayers@fccnatick. We hold in prayer everyone on the prayer list in the bulletin, and folks in the room, you're invited to share your joys and concerns aloud. We begin with our joys. What joys do you bring to this place today? Good morning, Kim. And I got here from the leadership, if you remember, 3 weeks ago, Oh, that's huge. So Kim has recently moved to the area after dealing with lots of challenges before she moved here. And then since she's been here, there's been lots of challenges, including surgery. Yesterday was really the first day she was able to be out as she recovers from surgery, but also the first day she was able to be out and amongst people. And it was a good day. So now you're out 2 days in a row. And Kim, we celebrate. We got more this week. We celebrate with you the joy of finding community in the midst of newness. Thanks, Kim. Doug. So some people are snowbirds. In this church, we have ski bunnies. So we are so glad that Chris and John are back from their months hitting every ski, what do they call those, trails? Whatever, slopes. It's so glad to see you back. Yeah. Declan? Declan is done with treatment. Woo! Not only is Declan done with treatment, but he's back to school. And we celebrate all the doctors and nurses and social workers and family and friends who have helped you get to this place. We celebrate with you. And I think you said there's a special treat in coffee hour to help everybody join you in this celebration. Is that right? We look forward to that. And Declan is also, this treat is also to thank everyone at FCC Natick for the support. Thanks, Declan. Heather. Is she crawling over there? Oh, Lily's crawling her way down the aisle. That's a joy. Yesterday was Randy's birthday. Randy, we are so glad you were in the world. Happy 29th birthday. Yeah. Sarah.
Bill and I were part of the group that put together the Earth Day celebration on the Common, and we were so pleased with the wonderful participants we had, right. Lots of people coming through, a lot of engagement with folks. So thanks to everybody who helped pull that out.
Sarah and Bill helped put together the Earth Day festivities yesterday, this weekend in Natick, and they were so thrilled with the level of participation, and may this be a year that we do even more to care for the Earth. Thanks, Sarah. Lane, do you have any joys? Okay. I have joys. All right. So we have the Family Promise Walk at noon today. We celebrate the mission of that organization, transforming the lives of families facing homelessness, and FCC Natick, the outreach team, is making a $1,000 contribution in celebration of that walk. Jeanette, last weekend, was recognized by DeMolay with the Legion of Honor for her impact on communities and youth. Congratulations, Jeanette. Kim N. asked for prayers for Isabel. This is a friend's family member who was having cancer surgery this past week. The surgery went well, actually better than expected, so this moved from a concern into a joy. And so Steve E. had his heart surgery this week. Finally happened on Thursday after a few more delays, and it went well. He's out of ICU, but I received a message just before worship this morning. There's a few, like, he's just not feeling great this morning. So while the surgery is a joy, we're also surrounding him with prayer in the midst of this healing and recovery. What concerns do you bring to this place today? Sarah Beth?
Peter's uncle is on dialysis and struggling.
Peter's Uncle Mike is on dialysis and struggling. Even when everything is going right on dialysis, it's a lot. So we hold Mike in our prayers. Thanks, Sarah Beth.
Lane, do you have any concerns? Pam? Yes.
And the second is Facebook. She mentors junior faculty who are having their grants canceled, rescinded for very arbitrary reasons.
Yeah.
She carries a very heavy load as their careers are.
So we're holding Ulrika in our prayers today as someone, this is Pam's wife, as someone who mentors junior faculty who right now are seeing their jobs impacted, even going away as they lose money for grants and research and things like that. And we hold Ulrika in our prayers, knowing that she stands in right now for thousands of people around the country who have pursued often things that they hope to do to benefit society that now are seeing the rug pulled out from underneath them. And all of us will feel this impact and trying to figure out what we can do in the face of that, but also recognizing the trauma that exists for someone like Ulrika, working on the front lines of it and holding her in our prayers. Pam also lifted up the fact that the administration removed so much money for mental health support in schools this week, just a great way to celebrate Mental Health Awareness Month. Yeah, Kim. Is reminding us that churches around, in fact, religious communities around the country struggle to survive and to continue to meet their mission. And we hold in prayers folks who have been parts of those communities that have closed and folks who are still in those communities that are struggling to figure out what the future is for them. What we know is that the mission continues and God's work continues, but it can be really hard to lose your church home in the process. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kim is lifting up folks who, in the institutions that are related to mental health, how decisions are often made that impact people in ways that we might not see. So folks whose therapists are suddenly no longer covered for payment, and so people lose those connections. And just the circles of trauma that happen in the face of that. Thank you. We're gonna keep going on, we're gonna come to the table where all our joys and concerns come with us, knowing that we do not have to name something aloud for it to be held by this community and by the living God in prayer. Jesus hosted a meal. The disciples were there, the 12 men depicted in Da Vinci's painting, but there were so many more people there than in the artist's image. Women, of course, the strong, brave souls who supported Jesus' ministry, tax collectors, as usual, and sex workers and lepers, all the dear ones who were shut out of so-called polite company. And then there was the man who lived in the graveyard who cut himself with stones, and the woman who they said had seven devils in her, and the youth who had been through so much he couldn't even speak. So many who were judged, blamed, outcast. All of them were at the meal, not as servers or beggars hoping to receive the crumbs from the table. In fact, they were the guests of honor. The disciples washed their feet and brought them food and listened to their stories. There were tears and outbursts and strange noises, but it was all met with a gentle touch, a peaceful presence, an accepting smile. In the midst of all that, Jesus picked up the bread. He gave thanks to God for the bread and all who had been part of its creation. He broke it and shared it with all who were gathered. He told them, "This bread gathers us into one body, one whole, holy, beautiful body. Bound together in this way, what hurts you hurts me. Your joy is my joy. Together, we are one." The bread will break, and individual bodies will break, but the love that binds us together will never be broken. And then Jesus took the cup, and he gave thanks for it, and the earth that had created the juice therein. He said, "This drink that looks so much like blood is a covenant that binds us together. When we share it, we promise to truly see each other, truly love each other, as God, our Creator, has seen and heard and loved us." And then Jesus shared the cup with everyone around the table, and they knew each other in the sharing of the cup. In the same way, beloved, we gather here now, men and women, both and neither, disciples and outcasts, caregivers, professional and by the seat of our pants. Some of us hear voices, others face anxiety. We are cutters and addicts. We are depressed and bipolar. We are desperate for a diagnosis for ourselves or someone we love. We are desperate for a treatment for ourselves or someone we love. We are at the end of our rope for ourselves or someone we love. And so we come to this table just as we are, yearning for community, seeking a presence, praying for acceptance. Here God greets us. Here we embrace each other. Here we share the bread that binds us into one body. Here we share the cup that invites us to be real. Will you join me in prayer to bless that cup and bread? Holy God, our loving Creator, close to us as breathing and distant as the farthest star, we thank you for your constant love for all you have made. Pour out your Holy Spirit on all gathered here, that we might be your love in the world. Pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of bread and cup, that they might feed us body, mind, and spirit. Transform us with your grace, even as we eat of this bread and drink of this cup. Inspire us to be your presence in the world, even as we are healed and held by your great love. By your Spirit, make us one with the holy, one with each other, and one in ministry to the world until all know wholeness and justice and peace, as we seek to follow the one who taught us to pray, saying, "Our God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Let us eat and drink together, celebrating our covenant relationship to each other and to God.
Sharing the bread, reminder of God's presence, we become God's body in the world. Sharing the cup, a sign of God's love, we are strengthened in our relationship with God. Please join me in a prayer of gratitude for this feast of blessing. Thank you, God, for our hands, stronger now to touch, reach, hold, serve. Thank you, God, for our eyes, clearly focused now to see deep needs and gifts, and all our brothers and sisters and siblings. Thank you, God, for our tongues, free now to speak your praise in love and joy. Thank you, God, for our ears, tuned now to the cries in your world for bread and justice. Thank you, God, for our feet, running now with you. Amen. Health is expensive. Therapy, medications, doctor's appointments add up. Time off work to exercise, sleep right, and seek treatment has a cost too. A mental health crisis is even more expensive. The lifetime cost of untreated serious mental illness is estimated to be $1.85 million per person. Sometimes when someone calls the church looking for help with rent or groceries, a little conversation reveals that at least part of their struggle is related to mental health. They had to drop out of school because of anxiety, and now they are deep in debt. They lost their job when a bout of depression made it hard to get out of bed. They lost their housing when their marriage ended due to their partner's bipolar disorder. Maybe we can't instantly give someone mental well-being or solve all their financial problems, but we can provide a bit of support that not only buys them time, but lets them know they're not alone. That's what the Communion Fund does. Your contributions allow us to respond quickly when someone comes to us in need. With small grants, we pay a utility bill so the electricity stays on, or provide a gas card so someone can get to work. It's not a magic pill, but it's a bit of love in action, and it's only possible due to your generosity. So as we participate in the spiritual discipline of the morning offering, know that this act provides concrete support to the pursuit of mental well-being. And thank you.
Thank you.
God of abundance, bless these gifts, and especially the neighbors who will be helped by them. Amen. Our closing hymn, and I'm just going to talk really slowly so Elaine goes carefully up the stairs. Our closing hymn is number 444, Lord of All Hopefulness. It will be on the slides and in your hymnal. Benediction means good words. These are the good words I speak to you today, my friends. We may be broken. We may be feeling inadequate. We may make mistakes, but we are full of love. We are full of light. We are full of God. Go in peace. Amen.